I'd like to look at Proverbs, the 24th chapter, this morning. Familiar scripture, Proverbs 24, verse 30. It said, I went by the field of the slothful, and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nettles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. Yet a little sleep, little slumber, little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. I was thinking about this verse. I've had trouble with my mower recently, flat tires. And it got to where it would last me the day, but at the end of the day, next time to mow, I'd have to air them back up. And so yesterday, I went and... thank you. Yesterday, I took a little time to take off the tires and plug the holes. I took the blades off and sharpened the blades. And... then I changed the little valve, a fuel valve that wasn't working right. I'd bought one earlier and changed it. And it did a lot better. The mower did a lot better with sharp blades. And you know, when things are serviceable, how do you feel? How does it make you feel inside when something's serviceable and you can count on it and it's going to work for you? And then you compare that to something that, you know, you've unserviced, you put it off for a while and you've kind of worked around it. And then here comes the crucial moment and you got to use it. And it's not serviceable. It all comes back up to you. Well, I'm thinking about the word maintenance this morning. You know, everything in life seems like has to be maintained. There has to be upkeep to it. And that's, in this picture here, the upkeep wasn't there. The nettles, the wall falling down, it wasn't serviceable. It wasn't attractive. It wasn't able to produce. But it takes time for us to maintain the things of this life. It takes time to maintain. It takes work. It takes effort on our part. You know, we can look at... I love to see beautiful gardens. I like gardens. And we could say, you know, I wish my garden looked like that. You know, we see the attraction, we see the beauty, we see the nice cultivated soil, we see the weeds that are gone out. But guess what? It's going to take something to get there. It doesn't just happen just because I'd like to have one like that. We've got to... my garden don't look like that, I'll let you know. Leah went to Oregon for 3 weeks. She was gone. I didn't have time for the garden, so you know what our garden looks like. But it takes time, effort, and energy to maintain things. Anything... my dad tells me, he said, the initial price of a car, that's your least worry. He said the biggest cost of the car is all the fuel you're going to pump through that thing, all the oil changes, all the tire changes, and all the brakes that you're going to go through. You know, sometimes we don't consider that when we go to look at a car. You know, people are attracted, looks good, and just think, well, I can make that. But there's a maintenance that goes on. And I remember a ad years ago. It was a mechanic. He said, "You can pay me now, or you can pay me later." In other words, you neglect the maintenance. You neglect the little maintenance things, and you just go on your way. There's going to be a cost. So you can, and you know, it doesn't really take a time. You take a weed that starts out in the garden. Is it easier to pull it out when it's like that, or when it's... It's a lot easier to pull it out when it's small. But when we let it go and we fail to maintain, then things get bigger and they get more complicated. And it takes a lot more effort. Now I want to say something about this scripture that I read here. This can be a picture of anything. That's what struck me. This can be a picture of a person's yard. It can be a picture of a person's farm. This can be a picture of a person's business. It can be a picture of a person's relationship. And it also can be a picture of our relationship with God. It has to be maintained. You know, it's not the big, it's not the Christian life. It has I'll say it has high points. It has mountaintop places, you might say. And those are all wonderful, and we enjoy them when they come. But you know, the Christian life takes labor. And if we don't put anything into it, we're not going to get much out of it. But if we invest time into it, if we invest some energy, then we get back not just what we put in, it's multiplied to us. But there's a scripture that said, "He that soweth sparingly will reap sparingly. He that sows bountifully will reap bountifully." We get more out than what we put in, but there's still a ratio there. That if I don't put something in, if I don't invest in it, if I don't put some effort and time into it, then it's going to look like this. You know, when I drive by and I see old houses that have been neglected and left, and they're just left to decay and nature. The roof's about gone, and you know it's raining inside. You know, I wonder, I don't know if you all ever do that, but I wonder who used to live in that house. I wonder about where the children at that used to be here. Wonder about the different memories that used to happen here at this place. There used to be life. There used to be noise. There used to be action. There used to be things going on. But now it's just kind of desolate. It's kind of empty. But it doesn't have to be. Lord, help us to be able to maintain the things that are important in life. I know we have the natural things that I believe the Lord wants us to maintain. But the spiritual things, our relationship with God, our relationships with one another, those things are very vital for us. We need to maintain those things. The word maintain, I looked it up, it means to keep in an existing state as of repair, efficiency, or validity. To preserve from failure or decline. To sustain against opposition or danger. Carry on and keep up. That's to maintain. And you know, when we just do a little bit of preventive, we've heard that term before, preventive maintenance, it saves us from a lot of difficulties and troubles. Just taking a little bit of time, and everything in life is like that. Buildings, yards, gardens, you name it, jobs, businesses, everything has to be maintained. If we fail to put some elbow grease into it, we fail to labor, if we fail to put something into it, it can be our marriages, our homes. If we fail to invest, pretty soon it will fail and it becomes unserviceable. But I know how it is when things, and I believe you're probably the same way, when things are serviced and you know, chainsaws, for example, you don't sharpen the blade. You go out there and try to cut wood with a dull blade. That's irritating. That's frustrating. You think, why didn't I get my file? Brother Dwayne's been doing some of that. Why didn't I get my file and sharpen the blade? You know, that what's that one scripture there in Proverbs that talks about if the iron be blunt, then you got to put more strength to make it work. But if it's serviced and things are working appropriately, God blesses and He helps. And He's able to bless. I want to get a scripture now in Luke, the 19th chapter. Gospel of Luke, the 19th chapter. In verse 12, he said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. And it came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded these servants to be called unto him to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Then came the first, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 10 pounds. He said unto him, well done, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 5 pounds. And he said likewise to him, be thou also over 5 cities. And another came, saying, Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin, for I feared thee, because thou art an austere man. Thou takest up that thou laidest not down, and reapest thou that thou didst not sow. And he saith unto him, out of thy own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. Thou knewest that I was an austere man, taking up that I had not laid not down, and reaping that I did not sow. Wherefore then gavest not thou thy money into the bank, that at my coming I might have required my own with usury. Now this word occupy means to busy oneself with. It means to busy oneself with. In other words, to work with it. To work at it. To labor with it. And that's what God wants us to do this morning with our relationship with Him. He wants us to work at it. Try to understand the Lord. Try to understand what He's trying to talk to us about. trying to understand His will and His way at things, not just going by our own human eyesight and the way things appear. We can be so wrong. So our perceptions can be so far off. Labor, work at it. Put your heart into it. Lord, what do you have for me here? What are you wanting me to do here in this situation? And if we'll work with it and labor and we'll pray and we'll seek God for it, the Lord, there'll be something there that works. There'll be something there serviceable. Something that we can count on. But if we just neglect it and if we just go and pass on our way, then it doesn't produce what we want it to produce in our lives. Lord, help us today to busy ourselves with what God has given to us. The challenges that He has put in front of us. The gifts that He's given to us to use. The salvation that He's blessed with us. Help us to work with those things. You know, sometimes it's so easy to... when things get neglected, you know, it's usually the things that we don't see. It's in natural speaking, the spiritual side is the most neglected. When you go out into the world today, it's the spiritual side that gets neglected the most. Lord, help us today not to neglect that part. But help us to put our hearts in. The Lord wants to teach us. He wants to work with us. He wants to reveal Himself to us. But we've got to put our heart into it. And we've got to work and labor with it. He said, occupy till I come back. Be working with it. Be laboring with it. Be putting it to use in our hearts and our lives. The things that God gives to us. Put it into practice. Put it into use. Work with it. And then it becomes a part of us and it becomes a part of who we are. God wants us to labor. He wants us to occupy till He comes. And you know, if we do that, if we use, if we'll work with it, we'll be like the ones that gained. The Lord will bless that effort. You know, the Lord blesses every effort, I believe, that we put forward for Him, to know Him, and to make contact with Him. He will bless that, and He will work with that. But it prospers. It multiplies. It benefits. And these ones here said, "Thy pound, what you gave me, I gained more." And the Lord can help us to do that. But we need to busy ourselves with the things that God has given to us. You know, when the Lord gives us things in our... when He talks to us, when He visits us, you know, I believe the Lord wants us to be able to share that with other people. When the Lord deals with us and He talks and He reveals and He works things out, I believe the Lord wants us to share that with other people, that it would be a help, that it would be a blessing. You remember the lepers there when they went outside the camp, said, "If we stay here, we're going to die." And we go out there and thought they was going to die too. But they went out of the camp and they found all the spoil. And they said, I could just see them. You know, they were so famished. They were dehydrated, about to starve. And here they go out and they've got this abundant feast. These lepers. Don't you know they were filled with excitement? They were filled with, look at this, treasures and food and all that they could ask for and more. But after a while, they got to thinking. I believe it struck them. There's people in the city. They're starving. There's people there that need help. We're not going to do good if we just hoard this to ourselves. The Lord has given us. The Lord blesses us. He wants us to be willing to work with what He gives us, to share it with others. Sometimes that's a little awkward, but God, the more we practice it, the more we become skilled and we learn how to do it. You know, first time riding a bicycle, how'd you fare? Did you fare real well the first time you got on? Probably didn't go very far until you crashed. But you get up and you go again. You practice. Till pretty soon you can do it. You gain a new skill. The Lord wants us to do that. In the gifts that He's given us. The talents, He wants us to use them. For the benefit of our families, for the benefit of those around about us. It's not just for us to keep all to ourselves, but God wants us to work with it. He wants us to share it and to labor with it and to put it into practice and use. And you know what? It works. And it blesses. And it helps people. I don't know, so many different times I've had people say, thank you. Thank you for what you said. What did I say? I really needed that. And didn't seem like a whole lot. You know, it doesn't take a whole lot. Many times, just a small word. You know how the Lord blessed me and answered prayer the other day for me? And it inspires their faith and encourages people. Lord, help us today to work at our salvation. He talked about working out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Lord, help us to occupy, to work with it, to invest in it, to believe in it, to give ourselves to it. And God will bless. There'll be increase. There'll be some gain there in our spiritual life, in our spiritual journey. And the Lord will teach us more. You know, the ones that traded, the ones that worked with what God had given to them, they were given more. We want God to give us more? I do. I want more. Then we've got to use and work with what He's already given us. And He'll give us more when we need it and when the time comes. But Lord, help us today that our salvation is serviceable. That our experience, our relationship with God is working. That it's real. That it's feeding my heart and my spirit. And that it's blessing, being a blessing to my heart and my life and blessing others. Salvation does work. We heard about that in Sunday school this morning. It's real. It changes lives. But Lord, help us today to continue. He said, occupy till I come. Let's continue. You know, I don't know when the Lord's going to come. You know, I remember in junior high, they said this was going to be the end of time. And one day somebody predicted this was the end, last day. That was junior high. So that's been 30-some years ago. The Lord will come, but we don't know when. But when He does come, Lord, help us to be occupying. Help us to be working with what You've given us. Help us to be maintaining and keeping up and staying fit spiritually with what You have with us. Lord will bless us if we do that. We're faithful. Occupy. Work with it. Let's not neglect the most valuable thing that God has given to us, and that's our salvation. Let's not neglect that. Let's hold on to it. It works if we put ourselves into it. If we don't, it can become just like that broken down wall. That wall that was there for protection, no protection anymore. Just open to whatever comes and goes. And that's the way salvation can become. if we don't work at it. It can become dysfunctional and unserviceable. So Lord, help us today to occupy and be faithful to God, and He'll be faithful to us. Amen.